All right, let's go ahead and put that beat on them one time. Brothers, help me say.
Thank you. Mr. Rashad, you got me wanna say hallelujah. I got a second chance. Cause my money matters. When I sow my seed, when I give my tithes, when I do my offering, when I give my free will, God is a second. A second chance. I got mine. I know I said I wasn't going to say nothing, but I got to tell everybody that I got a second chance. I can be a manager. I can be a faithful servant. Ooh, a second. The Now Network presents Your Money Matters, hosted by Minister Simi Rashad. Good evening, woman, man of God. Have your way.
Good evening, Now Network. Good evening, Pastor E, and all our friends and family that have tuned in tonight. Welcome in. I'm so glad you took the time to be here tonight. I'm so excited to be here. Thank you so much from everyone that's tuned in from all around the country, local friends and family members as well. Just thank you so much. You know, the show would not be the same without you. I wanted to start off thanking Pastor E for allowing this Now Network to contribute to our community and contribute to help us to rise in our growth and our development, and Minister Terry Herbert and her words of encouragement and power that she exudes on this network, and Minister Sister Rosalind Rashid as well for her words of encouragement and power. I appreciate them all, as well as all the family members that come on the Now Network 7 days a week here. So I'm Minister Rashad once again of IME Organization, a powerful and mighty organization here in North America that is here to help promote, inspire, educate, and empower those who are looking to transform and move up in the next realm of their wealth where they know they should be. We just heard the song, The God of a Second Chance. Amen, amen. And, you know, we know that there's the second chance when it comes to credit, and there's a second chance when it comes to financing. There's a second chance when it comes to relationships. There's that second chance sometimes even when it comes to a job. But I'm so glad we serve the God of the second chance. And I'm going to be spending some time over the next several weeks in a series called Commanding Your Wealth Now. All right, Commanding Your Wealth Now. And so we've been, over the last couple of weeks, just talking about how to get our money together and how to start thinking to move on to the next level, to start putting some of our money to work for ourselves. And, you know, it makes me think about, you know, a book that Steve Harvey wrote back in 2009. And it said, I believe it was, Act Like a Lady and Think Like a Man. You remember that title, Act Like a Lady and Think Like a Man, back in 2009? It was a big rave. And I say to that we as a people need to think and act like an economist and act like the bank. Amen? All right, so we need to think and act like the economist and think like the bank in order to start turning our finances around. Amen? Because, you know, the money is that engine that moves and drives our economy. It drives our cities. It drives our states. It drives our homes. It drives, you know, the way we think, and sometimes even the way that we get up in the morning and go to bed at night. You know, sometimes it could be coming almost all-consuming, but we have to remember to keep our eye and our focus on the Lord. Amen? Amen. And so before I go any further, I just want to start off with a quick prayer, if I could, to make sure that we're invoking in the Holy Spirit. This is the Now Network, and God, I know for me, is at the head of this mission. I'm just going to let God have his way here tonight. Amen. So, Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just thank you for allowing us to be here tonight, Lord. Thank you for those who have come through that are looking for transformation, illumination, and education and motivation. Lord, we thank you for those souls that are here. We know that it is not by accident, but it's by divine setup, Lord, for whatever it needed to happen for them to be here today, from meeting someone in a car or getting a word or getting an email or seeing something online through social media or running to someone in the store or the street somewhere, Lord. They are here on divine purpose, Lord. And so, Lord, we're going to ask that you have have your own way, Lord. Use all of you and none of me, Lord. Let this be all about you, Lord, and what we're going to discuss and what we're going to perform and what we're going to bring forth to your people, Lord. Let it be enriching in their life and useful for the tools that it's supposed to be, Lord, to allow them to grow spiritually, financially, abundantly in every aspect and area of their life. In Jesus' name, we give you all the honor and the praise for this night. Amen, amen, amen. I'm just so excited to be back. I feel like I've been gone for, oh my God, I feel like I've been gone for at least 6 months. I feel, and I know it's had to be at least a month that I've been gone, but I'm glad that I'm back. I'm glad that we can get moving on this series. I've been working on a lot of things. I mean, 2018 is going to be a tremendous year. I don't know if you can feel that. Is it resonating around you? Do you feel the vibrations out there? But this is going to be a year like never seen before. Amen. It's going to be that year where you're going to see some things happening with your finances, your budget, and your relationship to money and your relationship with God and how you're exercising the power and the control over your money like never before. And it's going to move you to strategic places. Amen. I'm seeing people that are going to be moving to strategic places when it comes to finances. You're going to be given offers for jobs and opportunities and maybe some investments and some things that, you know, it's just going to seem like it fell out of heaven and right into your lap. And you're going to be looking around wondering, you know, are they really talking to me? Is this really for me? Or is going to be a confirmation of what you've been thinking about, planning about, or what didn't work out 3 years ago, 4 years ago, or 1 year ago, and now is coming full circle. Amen. And so everything happens in its season. And this is that season I feel that's being pressed upon us, us as a people, us as a unit, us as a community, that is really, really time to rise up and galvanize our force, our spirit, our unity, our collectiveness. We are some powerful people. We are really, I mean, we are some power. I mean, I don't know if you step back for a moment, okay? I'm going to get into my message in a minute, but I don't know if you step back for a moment and see how much influence we have, how much influence you have. Yeah, you. I mean, we are the people that shake up the NFL. We shake up ratings. We shake up the Grammy Awards. We shake up the Oscars. You know, we should shake up anything that we put our mind to when we decide to take a position. And so I'm tying this all back in to talk about our power and our use of power and putting that power into the right areas that's going to produce some phenomenal wealth that has never been seen before in the history of this country by our people. Because that time, that season, and that exercising of that power, people are really starting to recognize what they really have. And I know that you do too. That's why you're on this line today. And so when you just look around at the world, we are influencing the world. You hear me? We are influencing the world. They have to take notice. They have to take you and I into consideration when they make strategic decisions. Okay, so from Capitol Hill to the four corners of the world, they're making strategic decisions. They may not always be in our favor, so it looks, but I know, hey, God still got our back, and that's the way it's supposed to roll out. But in the end, it's going to work out for our good. Amen? And so there's a lot of telling tales that this is really now that time, and the only thing we need to do is use the key of coming together. So, you know, our status has always got to be as an organism, an organization that's moving, not just as a religious whole pattern where we're just structured in a set way that we keep doing it over and over and we're not getting the results we want. You know, we're supposed to be that living, breathing light of the community. People should be looking to us to find the example. They should be looking to us to find the answer. They should be looking to us to solve the problem. They should be looking to us to have the knowledge. They should be looking to us to have the economic blueprint. They should be looking to us to have the money solutions. They should be looking to us to have the problem, but to have the solutions for daycare and recidivism and dealing with our youth. They should be looking to us for those answers. Amen. And so we have to galvanize and repower ourselves to do that. And so it takes, you know, starting in your own home first and then coming together with those other collective minds that are thinking and acting in the same accord. Amen. And so that's how you start building the momentum. It's one plus one does not equal two. Amen. Because we're two among us gathered together in the Lord's name. How many is there? Three. Amen. Okay. So we're not by ourselves. We say one and one. One and one will be whatever number we want it to be. Amen. One and one could be 11. Amen. That's how fast God can multiply things in our life. One and one could be one and one to the 10th power. Amen. And so you just don't know what God has planned once we start organizing and moving together collectively with unification, with organization, with strong leadership, with transparency, and dealing with our old house, taking care of our own finances, being more conscientiously aware of where we're at, what we're doing, and not allowing these emotional decisions to overtake us when we hear and see different things that are stimulating us to want to go spend and not put that money away for something more better that's going to help take us to the next level. Amen? And so we're coming out of that mindset, and I think that we're slowly but surely moving away and magnetizing ourselves away from that and putting up better, stronger, wiser resistance to the psychological games that have been played on our emotions to get us to help empower and build wealth for other people. And now that we've seen it for so long, for the last 10 years, for the last 20 years, for the last 30 years, for the last 40 years, for the last 50 years, for the last 60 years, for the last 70 years, for the last 60 to 100 years, we've seen it. And we may not have always had the tools and the right things and the right people to help us move past those things, but now I'm telling you, folks, everything is in place. Everything is in place. Amen. And when you have God on your side, you know, whom shall you fear? Amen. So everything's in place. So let's, in this series that we're going to be dealing with, commanding your wealth now, please write that down. Commanding your wealth now. See, because the spoken word is so important. You got to command your wealth. Amen. You got to let wealth know I'm coming for you. You got to let wealth know it's here, it's arrived, and it's in me. And I'm about to take what's inside of me and bring it out in a brand new format, in a brand new way, in a brand new mindset, which goes back to the renewing of your mind. All right. So that's that being transformed by what? The renewing of your mind. And how could you renew your mind unless you hear a word? And how could you hear a word unless you get plugged in with the word or a word that's being given that's dealing with your matter and your situation? Amen? And so some of us have never really paid a lot of attention to our finances. Sometimes we never paid a lot of attention to our bills and budgets and our credit scores and the power of leverage and all those things. But right here, right now, I know that you're moving into a different place. A lot of you that haven't been there, you're starting to come around very quickly. I mean, I see you, it's almost like you're in the 440 race. You are burning your way to get to that next layer in the race here. And so I see it, and that's why I'm so excited. That's why I'm so excited about, you know, the things we've been putting in place and mandating and setting up with Pastor E and a few other strategic partners we're working with out here to get this arena ready for the players that are getting ready to show up that's going to vastly change the landscape of as the new economics that we're going to roll out as never seen before. Amen. Amen. And so in going over this series, I'm going to go over some of the key principles that it's going to take to begin with, which begins with self. Amen. So it begins with self and your family. So when I say self, I'm talking about you, your family, your significant loved ones that you're with, your household, getting that in order first. Amen. And so before we go forward to go out there to save the world and help the world, you know, it's like being on an airline plane. You know, when you first get on the airline, you have your seat, and before they push off from the taxi and get ready for the runway, you know, the stewardess always comes on and, you know, starts giving you all where the emergency exits are at, you know, and where the lights are at and where the different exit doors are at. And then she also pulls out the little flotation and says, you know, we go into the water, you know, you put your flotation jacket on, et cetera, ahead of time. And then she also makes that announcement that in the event that we should lose cabin pressure, please, if you have little ones or loved ones next to you, put your air mask on first and then help the person next to you if you want to, you know, if you need to and you got to, you know. So take care of you first. Amen. And so that is what's so prevalent here today, is that taking care of you first will allow you to be a better builder, a better, stronger, more equipped person that can go out here now and deal with this chessboard that's out here in this world called life. Amen. And so, you know, we're going to go over some of these things. And so the first thing I'm going to point out, and we've done it last year, and I'm going to go back over it again. It's so important. I know we have some new listeners out there today. And so the first thing is to get control over your household. You know what I mean, you got to think of yourself as the CEO of your own home. All right. The CEO. What is the CEO? That's the chief executive officer. You're the chief. You got to see yourself as the chief of your own home. You're the CEO, you know, and if you have a significant other or you're married to somebody else like that, you know, is CEO one, CEO two, or co-CEOs together, you know. Men, I'm talking to you tonight. Men, I want to see more of us. Now, some of you are already doing it. Some of you are already ahead of the curve. I want to see more of us be involved in the finances. Amen. I want to see you more involved in the finances. You know, I've been in too many houses. I've sat in too many meetings where our men have sometimes kind of push back and say, well, you know, my wife handles all of that. My honey handles all of that. You know, I don't know. I mean, she's good with that math, you know. And so I understand that. But, you know, you're supposed to be the head of the household. And to be the head, you have to know what's going on. So, therefore, then you can rightfully delegate it and be able to talk intelligently back with your wife, your loved one, your significant other, whoever it may be. So that which you don't know, you know, you can start learning. Amen. It's never too late to learn. Amen. If it is for you, call me up and let me know. And I'll guarantee you, I'll prove it to you, it's never too late to learn. Amen. Amen. And so I want to see that you're involved in the budget. I want to see that you're involved with the money. You know, when it comes to writing a check, you know, why does she always got to write the check? Why she always got to pull out the ATM card or the debit card or the Visa card and you just riding along for the ride, all right? I want to see how men get more involved with being in that position. You know why? Because the other thing I look at is that our children are looking up at us at the same time too. Amen? And our children are seeing what appears to be, and I know there's, you know, there's kind of like this equal power in the home, but their children are saying that everything's deferred to mama. Everything's deferred to mama. And so that starts putting in that little child's mind, well, I ain't got to do this. I ain't got to handle this as a teenager. I ain't got to handle this as a young man because mama's handling that. Mama's going to buy my shoes, my Nikes for high school. My mama's going to get my back to school clothes. Mama's going to take care of my summer job. I don't even need a summer job. Mama's going to buy the car. He's seeing mama as the power mover of the home. Now, God, if dad ain't there, that's a different story. But if dad is there, amen. Or dad, not there directly, but I know there's a lot of great dads that still stay in touch with their children, and they mentor them, they talk to them, they visit with them, they take them out, they spend the weekends with them, et cetera, et cetera. God bless them. We need more and keep it going. But we have to start formulating, talking about those finances with our young men so they could be the captains of this next wave movement that's going and bring along our beautiful princesses and our beautiful queens along the way at the same time. Amen. That unity there. So the first thing we start with in the household to get the money together, you got to know what you're working with. So it starts with that budget. And the budget is not a negative word. Some people look at the word budget like, oh, Lord, I got to cut back. Oh, Lord, I'm going to have to turn this off. Oh, Lord. Why are you putting it on the Lord, first of all? Why are you putting it on the Lord? Amen. But God is trying to move you to another position, another sense of awareness. That's what it is. It's about the awareness, because sometimes we do things and we're not aware of what we're doing, and it's really detrimental to ourselves. Okay? And so create, if you haven't done so already, create a budget. You say, Rashad, I've never done a budget. They didn't teach it to me in elementary school. They didn't teach it to me in junior high school. I didn't get that in high school. I didn't get it in college. I didn't get, you know, I hear on my job they talk about with the budget cuts, and I hear the government talking about budget cuts on the news, but I don't even know what a budget is. Amen? And so we're going to talk about that for a minute. Like, a budget is just simply talking about what you have coming in and what you have going out and what's left over. And are there any plans attached to your budget? You know, so you could be budgeting, and you know, some of us, we've seen what we budgeted for family reunions. We've budgeted for weddings that we've seen our children put together, sometimes even throw together because they doing it on the last minute whim, and you know they doing it in 3 months or 6 months when you know some people plan a year or two for a wedding, and so they put it together. God bless them and made it happen. And you see people plan to buy a car. We see people plan to buy a home. We see people plan even help put their children through college and even for their retirement. So that's really what the budget boils down to. Amen. It's these other things that we are working towards, that we have money that we are receiving through our own businesses, corporations, our jobs, and any other dividends we're having. And how are we putting this to work for us? How are we taking what is given to us, taking out what we have to pay out for all the different things that keep us going, keep our household intact, and take care of our nourishment, our spiritual selves, et cetera, and then making sure there's something left over? And then what is the goal? What is the goal? What is the goal? I mean, you know, it's not just to get up and go to work and go back and forth for 40 hours a week and, you know, 5 days a week back and forth for the next 40 years. And now it's almost increased to 50 years. You know, people that thought that I was going to work for 30 years and retire, then they moved out to 35. Then they moved out to 40 years. Now it's going up, you know, in the latest CNBC news. Now it's going up to like they want, you know, people are just coming to the conclusion, I got to work to age 70. I got to work to 70, maybe 75. Maybe I'll never stop working based on where I think that I'm at and how things are going. But see, that's a mind shift. So we got to have that paradigm shift, because if that's how you see your future, then that will dictate what steps you take every day that will definitely lead you there. Amen, because it starts with them thoughts. But if your thoughts are different, then your actions will be different and your daily movements will be different, because you need to see something different. You need to see that I'm going to accumulate, I'm going to have, I'm going to be moving. And right now you may not have all the how-to is going to happen, but you need to have first thing is the vision. Amen? You need to have the vision. You got to see yourself doing better, having more of what you really want and need, and putting you in a position where you can do more for others, putting you in positions where you can do more for your spiritual growth and your charities and things that you want, being able to do things for your children, your children's children. I mean, you got to see that first before you even get up and start playing the game, because no sense in playing the game and you already think that the outcome is a dead end. Amen. I mean, there's no joy. There's no fun in that. Even though we'll be saying, this is the day that the Lord has made, let us rejoice. You ain't rejoicing. You're madder than a donut because you're thinking that, you know, there's no way out. I'm watching TV and I'm watching, you know, Lifestyles of the Rich and Famous. I'm watching Million Dollar Listing. I'm watching, you know, Hip Hop in Atlanta, and Joey got a car and this one got the Maserati, and I'm watching Housewives of Atlanta. Everybody got a mansion and it's spread out on 5 acres and it's columns from the floor to the ceiling. And, you know, you're saying, man, I mean, how can I get on the inside of the TV and live that kind of lifestyle? I mean, you know, what did I miss? What's going on with me? How did I miss the stage calling? How did I miss my 5 minutes of fame? I mean, will that ever happen for me? I mean, that just doesn't happen for people like me. But the devil is a liar. Amen. And so if there's a will, there's a way. But you got to have that vision first. And then it starts with that budget. You got to get discipline about your finances. And discipline is not a bad word. It's not a dirty word. It means that you are bringing something under your control, like Jesus brought things under his control. He controlled the forces of the natural forces of the universe. Amen? He was able to control the wind. He was able to control the sea. He was able to speak to the fig tree and cause it to die. He was able to speak sickness out of people by just speaking the mere word. Amen? And so you have to come in with that same type of mindset, that what I see with my natural eye is not really what I'm seeing with my in spiritual eye. Amen? And so seeing that says that I'm going to bring my finances under control. I'm going to be able to pay off all these bills. I don't care how much you owe right now, between your mortgage or your car note or your credit cards and, you know, your student loans and personal loans and business loans, whatever you have, it can be handled. It can be taken care of, because you serve a God that's bigger than your problems. You serve a God that's bigger than your budget. Amen. And so as long as we stay connected to our power base, as long as we stay connected to our source, as long as we stay connected to the inner voice of God, the working of God, the magistrate of God, the force of God, he will show you the way. And even though you don't see it today, you have to believe that it's there. You got to believe that it's coming. You got to be totally optimistic about the revelation and the transformation that God is moving on. And God does things in season. And that's why I know and I feel and I've seen confirmation that this is that season where it's like the cyclone of a hurricane as it starts building up momentum. The eye of the storm, as they say, and you'll start seeing, and the meteorologists are looking in their computers and studying the charts and saying, we see this gust of wind picking up off the coast of Bermuda somewhere. And as we can tell, every hour is getting stronger, and every hour is getting stronger, and every hour, and by the time it hits the mainland of Miami, by the time it gets up to Jacksonville, Florida, by the time it hits New York, they can almost predetermine how fast the gust of wind is going to be moving, how much, you know, water is going to be hitting the crescent of the shoreline there, and how much may overrun into the areas and so forth. I mean, they have all kinds of technology that can figure that out. Well, guess what? We have the same technology and what we can do to figure out to keep and get our cyclone of momentum moving. Amen? Because we can look around us and see that some people have gotten it right. Some people have figured out a way to amass wealth. Some people have figured out a way to have more than enough to take care of their financial needs and their family needs. Some people have already figured out how to leave an inheritance for their children's children when it comes to their properties and equities and businesses and so forth and so on. And they have figured some things out. And success leaves clues. Amen? So we ain't got to reinvent the wheel. We just have to study what has helped make certain people in certain communities, strong. See, because there's some really strong communities out there, and then there's some weak communities. Amen? Would you agree? We see some people today that are being removed and replanted in other communities because they're making headway for the new industry that's coming in, and the new apartments and the new housing, the new developments are coming in. The city signed off on it. The county signed off on it. Everybody signed off on it but you. Amen. And so you find yourself that you have to pick up roots and move somewhere else, and they give you a timeline on how fast you got to do that. Amen. And so we want to be sure that we're setting up the right roots, we're setting up the right correlations that's going to allow us to have the power that we need to build something substantial for yourself, your family, and your community, and they got to go through you when they're ready to make a decision. And if you have enough power, they're going to listen to you before they just write you off and do what they want to do. Amen? Because there's some communities out there, you and I both know, whether you're in L.A. or San Francisco or New York City or Miami, Florida, you know, you got to go through certain people first if you want to make some major gentrification changes in certain areas. Amen? And so I'm originally from Brooklyn, New York, and I've seen it myself where, you know, the new developers are coming in across the river from Manhattan, and, you know, they're taking over new neighborhoods that I used to live in and my friends and family used to live in. And a lot of those people, they didn't give them a chance to co-sign for it. They gave them, you know, an ultimatum, you know, that wasn't always a pleasant one, and they had no choice. And now those same houses that, you know, were going for, you know, $300,000 and $500,000 are now going for $3 and $4 and $5 million. Amen. Just buying out whole blocks of this stuff, you know, taking them down and rebuilding them. And then where did we have to go? Way out to Jersey or way out to the Bronx somewhere where we didn't want to be, et cetera, et cetera. So it takes us going over and being a master over our situation so we can have more control of our destiny. Amen. And it starts with that budget. And so if you've never done a budget before, you don't have a budget worksheet, and you know, we have so much available to us today. There's no more excuses. You know, we might have had to go back in my day to the library to get books and get out charts and pick up two or three books and put them underneath our arms and, you know, try to run back to the house and borrow the books for a week or two and try to, you know, get the information we needed to look it up and try to make copies real quick and take it back and, you know, how those copies sometimes came in and out. But now you have the power of the internet. There's no more excuse. You know, even if you don't have the internet at home, they got one, I bet, at your church. They got one, I bet, at your library. Amen. Don't do it at your job. Please don't do it. I don't want you to get fired. Don't be doing this at your job. Amen. Make sure you do it at the church. If they got a community center, a community room, and if you just call the pastor, hey, pastor, sister, pastor, I need to use the computer for an hour or two to give up some information, I'm sure they would accommodate you. Amen. And then you got the library. Amen. So there, and then you got so much on your phone. I mean, you're probably listening to me right now through your phone, maybe. You got the power of the internet on your phone. So even if those things are not available, 95% of you on this line tonight, I know you can get online with your phone. So that phone is almost like a small god. It's almost like a miniature genie. You can just speak it and tell it what you want, and it'll go find it and bring it back to you. Amen? Okay. You say, show me what bills are. Bam, that thing goes out in less than 5 seconds. Man, it comes right back. What is a budget? Wham, it goes out and it comes right back. What did you need? How do I get eyeglasses in my neighborhood? It goes out and comes right back. And how do I make a light bulb? Whatever you ask it, it is willing to give you an answer. And if not, it'll be very, very close and lead you to the next step to take to get the answer you're really looking for. Amen? So all I'm saying is there's no more excuses. The only excuse you have is laziness. The only excuse you have is I don't want to change. The only excuse you have is that I'm comfortable. I like where I'm at, and I don't want to work for nothing else, and I'm all right. I'm good. I'm chilling. It's all good. It's all good in the neighborhood, and I'm good. And that's okay. Stay there. But there's a lot of people on here that I know that already strapped up their boots and then put on their belt plate, and they put on their shield, they put on their armor, and they're ready to go. They're ready to take down some things and make some things happen. Amen? And so I know that's you, so I'm glad you're here. So the budget, here's a site that you can go to, and there's plenty of them out there, but here's one that I know of. I'm not making no money on the back end from it or anything like that, so let's be clear about that. But it's called mint.com. Mint.com is a place that, you know, even a high school student in his first year can go to and see how they can easily understand what a budget is, how to create a budget, see some suggestions on a budget, and some suggestions on spending. Amen? Because you can't manage what you can't see. Amen? That's like you going outside thinking you want to manage the wind, but you can't see it. But if you put up a sail, now you may not see it, but you can direct where the wind is blowing you, amen? That's what a sailboat's all about, right? Being able to put up my sail and turn it in just the right degree, form, and fashion and get the wind with the waves. You know, the waves could be going south and the wind is going north, and that wind being so strong is going to push you past those waves that are going in the opposite direction, amen? And so that's like that negative thinking sometimes that people have or the people around you have. They go in one way. But you got the wind and the backing of God blowing into your sail. And as long as you keep your sail up that I'm getting better, I want to do better, I'm going to find out more and do more and have more and become more, I got to become more, ooh, God is going to blow into your sail. He's going to blow into your sail. Ooh, oh, man, I'm going to see some people walking down the street tomorrow and tonight. Their shirt's going to be having somebody blew into their shirt and it's just all blown. Have you ever seen people going down the street and it's real windy like in Chicago or in New York and the wind is really blowing and you're trying to push and go and that your whole shirt just blows up and gets real big? That's what's going to be happening to a lot of people here tonight, because you're going to have the right wind with you. The wind, W-I-N-D, is going to lead to the wind, W-I-N. Amen. It's going to change and revolutionize your finances. And amen. We ain't doing nothing new underneath the sun. But you got to have that budget. And that budget is going to be where you're going to be able to list how much money am I bringing in. And here's the thing that you have to delicately do in your house. And everybody's household is different. Some of you, I understand, are single parents. But you're still getting money from your kids. Amen. Maybe they're 25 and 30 living with you. That's part of the budget. Okay, that, you make all that side money, but, hey, I ain't mad at you. They got to keep their own keep if they're going to be there. Hey, make them pay a little something, amen? Ain't no free rides around here. Make them pay something. It builds character. But I ain't going to go down that road right now. Anyway, so, you know, there are some households where husband has his own budget and his own money from his own job, and the wife has her own money from her own budget, her own job. And there's some couples that are together, and it's the same way. And then there's those couples and those married folks that they just blend everything together, amen? And so the first thing you got to figure out which one is your situation, okay? And so it's very important that the heads of the house sit down, if they haven't done so already, as CEOs and co-CEOs, do these on where are we going with our money. You got to have direction. Where are you going? Because if their money is coming in and they think about, I'm saving for a car, and you know I'm putting in my little five and dime here, but my other big money that I'm compiling and that five and $10,000 I'm coming up, man, I'm getting ready to throw that into a new F-154 truck or something, a new GMC or something to get my ride on. And then you over here pinching pennies and putting things to the side because you think about the college fund, or you're thinking about vacation, or you're thinking about, you know, investing in property or something along that line. And now we got, you know, two people in the same household with the same money, but they're going in two, they split. Like at the crossroads, they split, and sooner or later, you know, it's gonna come to a head because you're gonna be looking over like, I don't believe this brother just went out here and bought this, what, this $35,000 truck to finance for the next 7 years at 12%? We're gonna give these people back $43,000 over the next 7 years at $625 a month. You know, we could have been putting that money somewhere else in 7 years to have that $42,000 and multiply and do something else with. Amen. And so these are the kind of conversations and decisions you need to make. And I know that if somebody says, hey, I ain't down with that and I ain't pulling that way, then, you know, you got to check your relationship and, you know, make your own choices. I ain't telling you how to run your household. Please don't say Rashad told me to do this. You know, do what you need to do. But then you have to just start looking out for your own future and your own welfare when it comes to saving and investing, and you're not co-mingling your funds, which means you're not putting your money together. So are you co-mingling and putting funds together, or do you have your funds separately, or do you have your funds separately, but you have one pot you put in just to pay the rent or the mortgage? Amen? Because sometimes it's like that. So everybody's situation is different. You figure out what works for you, but I would implore you to please try to get on the same page where it's, hey, we're looking at investment that's going to help fund our retirement. We're looking at investments that can possibly help us retire early. We're looking at investments and ways that handle money that's going to have residual income coming in and dividends coming in. So as we get older and we slow down in our energy levels and our wanting to go out and get up every day and answer a bell and answer to a clock and answer to a boss and all these other kind of things, God bless us that we're working. But, you know, now you have choices. See, real wealth is time. It's not money. Money ain't even really what it really appears to be. The real wealth is time. Real wealth is health. Amen? But you won't have none of those if you work yourself to death and you ain't got nothing to show for it. If you're going to work yourself down, at least have something to show for it, all right, other than your 60-inch screen TV, amen? So let's say that we have a single-family home and a second single-family home and a group home over here. We got an apartment building over there. We got the supermarket rented from us over there. But we got to get that budget first, amen? So I want you, if you don't have a budget, and there's a nice simplified way that you can go online. It can be tracked on your phone. It can be tracked on your iPad. It has the highest, one of the highest forms of encryption security on it. And you can make up a name for yourself, so you ain't got to use your real name if you don't want to. It's not being shared with anyone else. It's not being shared with me, that's for sure. And you can go to mint.com, and you can put in your information regarding your bills. And it's like a pencil, so you can change things and move things around as you see fit. But it's very important to know, family, what's coming in on the household, what's going out from the car payments, and it's got to be that point where are you talking about everybody's stuff or are you just talking about your stuff? Amen? And I'm talking about, are you talking about your finances only, or are you talking about you and your partner, or you and your loved one, or you and your significant other, or maybe it's two sisters, maybe it's two brothers living together, whatever it is, you know, are you guys working on an agenda to acquire and get somewhere down the road, and you're saving over here and he's saving over there, and you guys come together and, okay, we're going to start this business, we're going to buy this property, we're going to do this and do that. But you're thinking in your mind, I'm willing to put my seed in order to grow the harvest down the road, and I can't do that until I have my budget, and the budget's going to keep you from overspending. So, yeah, you may go over 1, 5, and 10% every now and then, but at least you know what the parameters are. Without it, you know, you don't have no idea where you're at, except for, you know, if you're turning around every week and it's always that I'm out of money before my next payday, then it could be some things in your budget you can adjust. Amen. There may be some things that you can now go back and cut down on. You know, I don't need all 58 channels from the cable company. I don't need Showtime, Cinemax, and HBO, and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Maybe all I need is just basic cable for now and save myself $40 there. Maybe I'll need to order out every Friday when I get paid. Maybe I'll do it every other Friday. Maybe I'll need to go to Starbucks every week, but every day when I go out to work and, you know, come in with my Starbucks, my $4, I call it $4. I come in with my $4 cup of coffee every day. That adds up. You know, so it's a little pinch there, a little pinch there, but maybe I can make my own coffee home. Maybe I go to Starbucks twice a week instead of 5 days a week. So I'm not saying drastically cut, but there are ways, because it's, you know, what's the use of having the word sacrifice if nobody wants to perform it? Amen. And so the sacrifice is temporary. Got it? Sacrifice is temporary. Rewards can be eternal. Amen. Certain rewards can be eternal. Certain rewards could be infinite. You could be the one that set up the dynamics and the foundation of future wealth generational money that's moving forward for your family because you did it right. You took the time one night to sit down for an hour or two and go over a budget and came up with a plan. See, a budget leads to a plan. Amen. Please write it down. A budget should lead to a plan. Amen. Because you're budgeting the money. And that is the plan. So you got to be this higher thinking now that, okay, where can we save money and where can we increase some money at? And then once we do those two things there, now what is this excess money going into? What are we utilizing for? So come up with one or two definitive things that you're trying to get to that's going to make you more money. And I know, you know, you may be thinking about retirement. We all got to think about that, right? Amen. In terms of money coming in for retirement, because some of us, you know, I don't think I'm ever going to retire. I'm going to work until the good Lord calls me home, but I get to choose what type of work I do. See, sometimes, you know, for me, it's like you got to leave your job and find your work. Amen. Because a man or a corporation can always take your job, but they can never take your work. Amen. And so when you're working for the Lord and you have other vehicles in place and you set up your foundation, now you can really, really do and enjoy your work. Amen. Because 80% of Americans don't like where they go into every day. But we do what we got to do to make things happen. Amen. Ain't nothing wrong with that. But get into a place where you can now do your work. Amen. So if you wanted to give 5 hours to ministry and 3 hours to handling and managing your financial affairs and keeping things on track, you got it. If you want to spend 10 hours doing that, if you want to spend a whole week doing that and spend the other 3 weeks handling other stuff, you have the luxury because you have the finances and the resources now to cater to that situation. Amen. And that's a goal that you should be trying to shoot for. Amen. The goal that they gave us in school, the goal that they gave us at the institution, the goal they gave us at the place of higher learning, you know, they wasn't even using that plan, but they gave it to us. Amen. They said, work hard, save hard, and you'll be able to retire with a nice gold watch and everything will be fine. But we know that story is not true. Amen. So you have to define something for yourself while you're working and making that money there with them. Amen. Bill Gates put it best. He said, earn while you learn. Earn while you learn. Amen. So while you're learning, while you're earning, learn something. And then go out there and do something for yourself on the side. And then once that gets up to a nice place where it's almost double or triple of what you used to make, then you can make your choice on what it is you need to do. Amen? And so it starts with the budget that leads to a plan. That plan has to be taking you someplace where it's going to create another form of income. Amen? Because these are the keys that the wealthy have been using for years. They have found ways to make their money make money. Amen? So they're not working for the money anymore. The money is working for the money. Amen. So they have instituted and put things in place because they had a budget. They had a plan. They took the excess capital. They used a little leverage. And now they were able to parlay that into a variety of other vehicles that are now generating, spinning off, and creating this wealth for them on a month-to-month, quarter-to-quarter basis. Amen. And so that's why it's going to be so important for you. Number one is get your budget together. Amen. And so if any of you out there are still a little bit confused and don't know where to begin, or you tried it, you know, even if you tried a budget before, try it again. If that didn't work, try it again. If it didn't work again, try it again. Amen. You know, because, you know, some people tell me I've tried it everywhere I could. And how many different ways did you try it? So I tried it 2 times. That ain't all the ways. You know, go back and do it again. So find yourself a budget. And review it every month and see how you're making progress and then make adjustments along the way. And in doing this, make sure that you, you know, manage control of your emotions. I know the Super Bowl's coming up this weekend, and, you know, it may be, hey, I got, you know, some people, you know, there's somebody on the phone right now that knows somebody. I know it ain't you. I know it ain't you. There's some people on the phone right now thinking about the Super Bowl party. What money they gonna have to put on the side, what gas money they gonna have to set aside, and what other money they gonna have to put aside to go buy some chicken wings, the barbecue sauce, the chips, the sodas, and the whatever else they're gonna have there, and the macaroni and cheese for a one-day event that they ain't getting paid for. Now, God bless you. I hope you watch the Super Bowl. If you're into that and you enjoy it, it's good. But don't blow your budget for a Super Bowl. Amen. Because Tom Brady and the rest of them boys, they're going to get their paycheck, win, lose, or draw. What you going to get? You're going to have a good time, a full belly, but an empty purse. Going into the next week where you may be running a little short on gas. You know, gas has been going up lately. Amen. But, you know, there's some people in the world that ain't worried about that. Oh, what, the $4? Oh, no problem. You know, it ain't no problem for them, whether they got an SUV or whatever else they're driving. But for some people, it's becoming a financial crisis just to drive around now. Amen? Because, you know, it's pulling down a lot of their income, and it's making them adjust their budget. So when you're doing your budget, you know, make sure you include, how much am I spending on gas? How much am I spending out eating? How much am I spending out with the cleaners? How much am I spending out for my hair, my nails, and my pedicures? How much am I spending, you know, in buying a new outfit once a week or once every 3 weeks or once a month, you know? And so these things you need to take in consideration and then think about, how else can I manage this to spend a little less in these areas here, you know? So how, you know, make it a game. Make it fun. Don't make it a drudgerous, you know, thing that you look at, you don't even want to look at, it makes you upset. You know, it's your psychology that's going to make you want to stick with it or run away. You got to have fun with it. You know, it's like some people that are, you ever seen people that are trying to lose weight sometime, and they get so excited because they got a new cucumber diet, or they got a new black pepper diet, or they got a new green leaf tea diet and so forth, and they're finding ways to, you know, drink this and fast on that and do this and do that, and every day they're going into the bathroom looking to see, you know, how much they lost, and they write it down in their little book. Oh, man, I'm at 299. Oh, wow, great. Next day they come back there, I'm at 296. Woo, I lost 3 pounds. Hey, man, they give themselves a high five in the mirror and everything else. They're rubbing their belly and, you know, hitting that five a few times, and that makes them want to go back in there and get on the Thighmaster, get back on the treadmill, drink 3 quarts of cucumber juice again, down with some apple juice, and they come back the next day. They went from 297, now they down to 252, 295, or 290. And they're like, wow, I done dropped another 4 or 5 pounds. And so do your budget the same way. Get excited that, you know, hey, this week we were supposed to spend $150, but we spent $140. Whoopee, get excited, because your subconscious mind hears that. And it's going to produce more of what you're excited about, and it's going to refrain from the things that you fear, the things you don't like. It's going to push away. It's going to find a way to not approach that matter, not approach that subject, not approach that situation. It's going to throw it underneath the rug. It's going to hide from it, and it's going to find ways to procrastinate. Ooh, it's going to find ways to procrastinate and not want to do it. So when you make it fun, they say, man, this week I'm going to find a way to save $20. I'm going to find a way to save $30. I'm going to find a way to cut out this and cut this back and this, that, the other. Or just the opposite, because the opposite, you know, what you focus on, what you're going to get, amen? So why are you not focusing on the opposite side? Is there another way to bring in more money? Is there a way I can sell some of these old Christmas gifts and anniversary gifts that I don't even use and collecting dust in my garage and my basement and my attic and in my, you know, pantry out there that I can get rid of and sell and get another little windfall of money and put it on eBay or put it on Craigslist or somewhere. Get rid of that old refrigerator. You can say, well, I'm going to hold on to this one. I'm going to, when would you move? Get a dang on new refrigerator, amen? God's going to bless you with a new one. You ain't got to worry about holding on to that second refrigerator anymore or holding on to them, you know, 15 bicycles, there's only two of y'all left, and unless you open a bicycle store, let them go. Let them go, you know? And so know that you have that power, once again, to take control and take action. So get the budget, see what you have coming in. And when you have coming in, you got to look at your pay cycle. Some of y'all get paid weekly. Some of y'all get paid every 2 weeks, which is called biweekly. Some of you get paid semi-monthly, like a lot of military friends I have, they get paid twice a month. The 15th and the 30th, or the 1st and the 15th, somewhere thereabouts, all right? And then there's some of us that get paid monthly. Ooh, that's a stretch, amen? And then there are those that have their own business, and the money just comes on a weekly or as a deal closes or whatever it may be. And so everybody's scenario is different, but you can still conform to some type of budget as loosely as it may be, that's okay. At least I'm on track to know that this month I'm working with $5,000. This month I'm working with $6,000. This month I'm working with $2,500, whatever it is that it's going to take to maintain and manage your household, that's what it is. And now you can start thinking about other ways that I can bring more money in, and what am I going to do from that planning standpoint to put that other money away into some vehicle that's going to help me make more money. And even though the vehicle may not be there immediately, it's okay to keep sitting it to the side, sitting it to the side, sitting it to the side, because when the student is ready, the teacher will appear. Amen? And so when the right investment is there, you'll be ready. But and so you don't want to have it pass by because I ain't got no money, I can't get a hold of it, you know. And so you got to remember, as it says, I believe in Luke 16:10, whoever can be trusted with very little, whoever can be trusted with very little can also be trusted with much wealth, amen, or much riches, amen. And so Jesus made it very clearly right there. You may think that your finances are small right now, your income is small right now, and your outcome is bigger than your income, et cetera, but all of that can change, all of that can mix around. And some of you may have that situation, just like having a car that's upside down, meaning that you have more bills than month at the end of each month. Amen? And so there is a way that you can get ahead and pay those bills down a little bit faster and get them out the way a little bit faster. And in this series that we're going to be speaking on, I'm going to share a couple of those concepts that you can do in order to be able to find a way to come out from that mountain of debt. Amen? But you just got to see it gone. Amen? You got to know that it's going to be gone. You got to see it's gone. You got to talk like it's gone. And you know, when you talk to your friends and family, you know, please make sure that you don't cry about your bills. When they call and say, how's it going today? And they say, praise the Lord. Oh, I'm doing all right, man. I'm just trying to see how I can come up. I'm down. My bills are, oh, Lord, them bills are high out there. And gas prices are high. And this is high. You know what you're telling yourself? That you're not worthy. That you are so low down on the totem pole, you don't see no way out. You don't see no way that you're bigger than that situation. You don't see that you can pay a $3.45 gas for your car. You know, you're telling your subconscious mind. You're telling the you of you. You're telling the God of you that you ain't bigger than that situation. That situation is bigger than me, and that's why woe is me. Versus, hey, the gas price, all right, let him go up. My God is able. My God's going to provide for my needs. God's going to figure out a way for me to get in touch with more money, more resources. I serve an infinite God who has infinite resources and has an infinite communication with me, and I'm reaching out and tapping into that vortex right now in order to bring in from the universe with God's help, what he has for me. Amen. Because if I'm searching, I'm looking, I'm bound to find it. Amen. Because if you ain't searching for it, you ain't looking for it, you ain't going to see it. It could be right there in front of your nose. It could be right there on the internet. It could be right there in the program. It could be right there in the monologue. It could be right there in one or two words that Pastor said on one of his other messages or the message he's going to give tomorrow, and you missed it because you ain't looking. No, ain't is not a good grammatical word to use, but I'm saying you ain't looking. You ain't looking, so you're going to miss it. You're going to miss it. So you got to open your mind and say, I'm looking for new ways to create my wealth. I'm looking for new ways. I'm looking for infinite ways. Don't think about what you know as a training. Don't think about what you know as an occupation skill set. Don't even put it on that. Let God direct it. Amen? Because you don't know when, where, and how he's going to bring it to you and what format. You just stay ready to receive. Stay open to what God is going to put in front of you and bless you and say, here it is. I need you to hook up with this guy at the pizza shop. I need you to hook up with this guy at the laundromat. I need you to hook up with this sister over here that has this Apple truck over here. I need you to hook up with this guy that has the furniture store over there. I need you to hook up with this person over here that has the printing shop. I need you to hook up here and go transfer this job and go get this one over here and go over there because they want you to be the manager, but you're too scared to leave L.A. or Boston or Chicago because all your friends and family there. But they're willing to almost double, they're doubling your income to go, but you're too afraid to go because you don't want to leave your comfort zone. Amen. And so you got to break out of that shell and say, no, that ain't God talking to me. That is. Because you asking, right? You asking God, show me the way. Give me the Exodus. Show me how to get from here to the land of milk and honey. And then when he takes you, you don't want to go on the journey. You park your car. You put on the emergency brake. You slam the door and say, oh, no way. Devil is like, I ain't for me. I can't do all that. What kind of God do you serve? The word can't shouldn't even be in your dictionary if you know God. Amen. All you got to do is take the step. Just take it one day at a time. Take it one day at a time. So I know I'm beating on this budget, but this is so important. This is so critical. Nothing else I say is not going to make sense until you put your sense in line with a budget. Amen. Successful households, you know, I've talked to family offices. These are people that, you know, their family has so much money, they don't even let the banks manage it. They manage it, you know, they hire three or four, you know, sharp-eyed MBAs to manage their money, you know, and these guys just sit around and figure out. They pay the maids, the butlers, the chauffeur, the guys that clean the pools, and they make all their travel arrangements for them, and, you know, they make sure that their stocks and bonds and the money coming in from their companies and corporations are doing well. Yeah, they pay for their airline tickets. I mean, they take care of everything at another wing of their house or an office up the street somewhere. And those family offices, I mean, they have a budget. And they can go back and say, Rashad, we had a budget since 1969. We had a budget, even though the market crashed, did this, that, the other, we still had a budget on how we were going to arrive and move forward on these things here. And so my friends, my family, and my associates that are here tonight, you know, if you haven't done so already, if you didn't hear me clearly tonight, please get yourself a budget first. Know what you can spend, and this is going to prevent the enemy from stealing your money. Why do I say that? Because a lot of times we make emotional decisions. We may be we just happen to be going by the car lot, and we just want to look at the price. I just want to look at the dashboard real quick, and before you know it, the salesman's trying to talk you into that car. Or we're shopping at Walmart, and we see this big screen TV that's on sale. It's on sale. It's on sale. And we get excited when we hear that word sale. How many people get depressed when they hear the word sale? Can you raise your hand? You get depressed when you hear the word sale? No. I mean, you know, so even if it was $1 million, they say it's on sale at $1 million. We kind of get, damn, it's on sale at $1 million. What's the real price then? If it's $1 million, you know, if it's a dollar and it's on sale at a dollar, you know, what's the real price? Maybe it's $1.29, $1.50. If it's on sale, we kind of get excited that maybe now we can afford it. We should just get it, even though it wasn't on the budget. It's like going to the supermarket and you say, "What, honey, I thought you were going to get these 5 items." I know, but these 10 other ones on sale. See that? That word sale is a psychological word that they put in there that motivates and moves the human being towards emotional action sometimes that they otherwise would not have done had they properly thought it through. Woo! So when you see that word sale, if you know you didn't go into that place or you didn't go online to find that thing and do that thing, and please don't do it at 1 a.m. and 2 a.m. in the morning. That's when your emotional level is at its weakest point. You ever notice what commercials come on at 1 and 2 a.m. in the morning? A lot of things that they're trying to sell you for $19.95 and these little exercise machines, these blenders, another set of steak knives, and another wiper for your bathroom. They come on between 1 and 3 in the morning because they know the power of your mind is going down to alpha 4 and 5, and that's at this deep sleep level, even though your eyes are open and you're seeing this. And before you know it, you're reaching for your cell phone. Before you know it, you're reaching for your credit card. Before you know it, you got your PayPal account out, and you already, you know, let me go and get one, and get one for my brother, get one for my sister, because I want them borrowing mine all the time. And now you're going to spend $30, $40, $50 plus shipping and handling. And, you know, Amazon is making it so easy today. Amazon is making it so easy. They're revolutionizing retail as we know it. Amen. Kmart's are closing down. Certain Walmarts are closing their stores. BJ's are closing. Certain BJ's are closing. And certain Sam's Clubs are closing. Certain, you know, all these other big retailers are closing certain locations down. And it's going to continue to constrict. And why? Because Amazon's changed the landscape. And pretty soon you're going to start seeing more and more commercials on TV with Amazon. Just order it online. Just order it online. Order it online. Like Domino's Pizza, right? Order it online. I mean, it seems like it's simple and easy. I mean, I just did this weekend. I ordered Domino's Pizza. And I knew I shouldn't have ordered it. I got to confess. I know you got some confessions out there, too. Don't do it to me. Act like I'm the only one. I'm trying to stay on my budget, and I went and bought this daggone Domino's Pizza, spent $45 on two lodges of buffalo wings. Like, I really needed that. I could have went in there and made myself something. But you know what I said? I gave that old shit. It's Friday. I deserve it. It's Friday. See, don't get into that Friday mentality. That Friday is really frying the days of your mind. Amen? Fry. It's frying your mind. Don't get caught up on that. Stay disciplined. Like the old martial arts, you know, Dungeon, the leader of the karate force and all. I mean, you know, these people in the dojo, I mean, the master stays focused, and he tries to teach the students, stay focused. So you're going to hear things, you know, you're going to see things on TV, you're going to see things pop up on your phone, stay focused. I'm going to tell you, they're trying to take your money, take you off your budget. They're trying to rob you of your future. So you got to be disciplined and cut out when I will do those things. So I'm not saying go without, but I'm going to do this on the third Tuesday of every month only. Amen. I'm going to cut that back. I'm going to cut back on the cigarettes. I'm going to cut back on the alcohol consumption. If I'm drinking alcohol or buying alcohol, I'm going to cut back on these movie nights out or my Netflix, whatever. So you can find ways without causing a major disruption. But if it's uncomfortable, okay, let it be a little bit uncomfortable. That means it's working. It's working. If you get a little bit uncomfortable and it took you to get comfortable, that means it's working. If you do and make changes, you don't feel no different. You don't feel no different. It ain't working. So sometimes you got to get uncomfortable to get comfortable. Amen. And so it's like that old saying, pay me now or pay me later. Pay me now or pay me later. Which one you want to do? And so I want my hearing now. And so I have to have a budget that leads to a plan. And that plan is taking me to the next level of my growth. Amen. So start with that budget and put down everything that you have coming in from your and look at your check. Look at your check. I mean, this society is so skilled. Ooh, they are some of the sharpest deceptive players sometimes. Amen. Okay, you want to get your check tomorrow. What do they do? They direct deposit it. Remember the old days? I mean, some of you probably too young to remember on this phone. I'm probably the only one maybe here. Where back in the day, you used to wait for the boss man to come through. He had a bunch of envelopes in his hand. And he wouldn't come through until after lunch. You know why? Because he wanted to make sure that me and Malone and everybody else came back from lunch. And he came around with the envelopes. And he would be passing out the envelopes. It was around 2:30. You know, you get up at 5, and he come around 2:30, 3 o'clock. So I pass out the check, and everybody's expression when their face start changing, et cetera, et cetera. And if it was a good week, you know, he might even give it to you at 12. So you go knock that check out. We used to say back in the day, go bust that check. You ever heard that? We used to say, we'll go bust that check at lunchtime and run to the bank and go cash the check and have a big old lunch that day. Amen? I'm actually talking to myself. I might be the only one that did that. But anyway, now they started saying, well, we're just going to set you up with direct deposit. And when you get direct deposit, you don't even see your money no more. I mean, I remember back in the old days, I wanted to count it. I wanted to feel 1, 2, 5, 10, 15, 20, 100, 200. I wanted to feel my money. When's the last time you felt your money, huh? When's the last time you felt $1,000 in your hand or $2,000 in your hand or $3,000 or $5,000? I mean, even your electronic transfer funds on your tax return, it goes right into your account, right? You never see it. You see the numbers, but you never see the money. Amen? And so sometimes it feels good to feel that money and touch that money and know that it can multiply and give you more. So get that budget going and start working on ways to find ways. Make it fun. Remember, make it fun. That's a critical step. Make sure you make it fun on how you're going to start managing your money. See, don't let the money manage you. You got to start managing it. You got to talk to it. Say, money, I'm going to start managing you. You ain't going to tell me what to do. I'm going to tell you what to do. You hear me? You know, people think I'm crazy, and that's okay, but a lot of crazy people have gone on to great success and done a lot of wonderful, phenomenal things. They thought Jesus was a little bit off too, but how wonderful and how awesome did he turn out to be? Amen? And so it's okay to talk to your money. Amen? It's okay to say, to call those things that are not as though they are, and they shall be. Amen? And so you got to start talking, I'm going to manage my budget. I'm going to stay on top. And so it's like, you know, when I watch these NBA or NFL players, you'll see it this weekend, you know, with the games coming up and so forth. Before they go out and start performing on the field or on the basketball court, they're back there in the locker room. They're in the corridors. They're maybe even in the huddle. They're having that self-talk to themselves. You know, Michael Jordan was one of the best at it. And what he used to say, I see this little ball going in this big bucket. He said, I just close my eyes in the locker room. And I would just imagine this little ball going into the big bucket. I would imagine myself hitting the game-winning shot. I would imagine myself doing the double crossover move and my man moving one way and I'm going the next and I'm pulling up, raising up over him, and it's nothing but net. See, he's seen that in his mind's eye, and when the time came, he was able to perform it and execute it with the mark of a marksman, with the expertise of a marksman. So you got to be the same way with your finance. You got to close your eyes and see yourself scoring. You got to see yourself compounding money at the bank. You got to see yourself giving to great charity. You got to see yourself that when they say, who's able to give $100,000 tonight, that you are one of those people that can stand up, or you just do it silently. I don't even want to be seen. I'm just going to silently, you know, as Jesus said, you know, those who give out loud and, you know, boast for what they gave, they got their reward, amen? But those who give silently, I will give openly, amen? And so, you know, you want to be one of those people that, yeah, I ain't got to boast. I ain't got to be like, you know, I gave that, you know, I seen Tyler Perry, you know, I gave the church a van and I donated my plane to this one. Okay, you got your reward, amen? Praise the Lord. I ain't mad at the brother. You got your reward, amen? But if you would have just did it because the church lost their van, and you didn't want to make a ruckus about it. And I don't know if the brother reported it himself or somebody did it for him. Probably someone else reported it for him. It was still a very, very nice thing to do. Amen. Let's not lose the point of the matter. But you can do a lot of good things. You ain't got to worry about that. I'm getting credit for it on a public showplace. Amen. And so your budget is going to lead you to those roads. It's going to set you up for success because now your subconscious and conscious mind say, oh, this sister's serious now. This brother's serious now. And I can actually see it on paper. See, don't try to hold all this in your head. Somebody said, where's your budget? I talk to a lot of people. It's in my head. Really? Can you take your head to the bank and give it to the banker that way? Amen. So you need to put it on paper. So therefore, you can remember, you can record history, and you can make adjustments and see, you know, that you're on certain weeks or certain days, how different things go different ways. And mint.com will give you the power, the flexibility to have you watch your spending and see your spending patterns and your budget and give you creative ideas on how to, you know, get control over certain areas. And I'm also available, so let's not leave me out of the equation as well. So if you need that one-on-one chat with me to be able to talk about your finances and it's a little bit overwhelming and, you know, you might have talked to a few other people out there in the industry or whatever, or you watched a few money channels and, you know, I understand. I get it because sometimes they ain't talking our language. You know what I mean? Sometimes they're just not hitting home with me because they don't live in my neighborhood and they don't have the same concerns and issues and Bubba and maybe Mama's drama and, you know, Uncle Louie still living with me and this one over here and this one poor. They don't sometimes have the same issues, and that's okay. But that's why God prepared us and prepared you to be that force, to be that pillar of strength, to be able to give what you have in your gifted area, to be able to support, nurture, and empower others. And so I'm just here once again to help educate, empower, inspire, and motivate to move your financial picture to that next realm. Amen. And so I know that you're on target for it. I know that you can do it. You just have to make the commitment. You got to make the commitment. See, we don't never feel good about ourselves unless we're making progress. You want to feel good? Make progress. Just like the person that we talked about earlier, when they exercise, they see themselves losing weight, when they see themselves gaining muscle, that's making progress. And we get excited about progress. And when you find that you have a budget and you're able to write things down, you're able to go on your little computer, you're able to go on your iPad or your iPhone or your Android phone and connect and look and see your results, you start getting excited. You should be excited about that. Say, wow, I saved, I upgraded, I put this away, I put that away, et cetera, et cetera, made it happen. And so in your budget, please make sure that you put savings on your budget. Even if right now you're not saving, even if right now you don't know how you're going to save, even if right now you don't see no way how, you don't see no way, you don't know no way how to save because I'm over my deficit. You know, I have more money going out than I do coming in. I'm going to tell you, you're going to have to be selfish. And I'm going to show you in this series how to get a couple extra dollars coming into you every month. In the next coming series here, we're going to be talking a little bit more about that because I understand how, you know, a lot of families are faced with this stretch situation, trying to stretch it, you know, driving for Uber and Lyft and, you know, washing cars, washing clothes, doing whatever we can to try to stretch it a little bit more. And even though we're stretching a little bit more, it doesn't always feel and look like we're getting ahead. Amen. We're putting in 60 hours a week and we're making an extra $300 or $400 or $500, but it still doesn't seem like we're coming up ahead. You know why? Because the cost of life keeps going up. And now that you've gotten adjusted to working 60 hours a week and the same money you was making now is same money is going to take to keep up, you know, the systematic system you're using is broke. And that's the one they taught us, and that's the one they keep having us use. But they're not teaching you build the wealth that's making the money so you'll be able to go from 60 hours to 55 to 50, to 45, to 40, to 30, to 20, to get to the point where, you know, you're going to nonprofit organization, you're going to a philanthropy party, you're going to donate this and do, you know, you get the free time now. You bought back your time. Remember I said earlier, your time is your wealth. You bought back your time. And so it's going to be time to change paths that you're on, time to change the paradigm of what you've been doing and what my mama taught me, what my mama's mama taught me, the way she saved, the way she bought her furniture, and the way that they, you know, scraped together their pennies to buy their first house and to buy the land and all those other things that was great and wonderful and beautiful. But that does not work as well in 2018. Going into this 2020, I don't know. I was just taking a quick look around the world. Yes, I said around the world. I went on YouTube. Don't get it twisted. I didn't get on the plane yet. But I went and looked at all the major construction going on in the world. And I'm watching Lagos, Nigeria. I'm watching Indonesia. I'm watching South Korea. I'm watching India. I'm watching China. I'm watching Turkey. I'm watching the European countries. I'm watching the United Arab Front. I'm watching Dubai. I'm watching all – I mean, they're built in – you know, you look at New York City. New York City just they put together $25 billion to build out the harbor rail system, the harbor rail system over there. I mean, $25 billion for buildings and new landscape along the Hudson River skyline. I mean, $25 billion. And so it's like from what I see – and I'm going to close out with this – all of these old developers are on like their last hurrah, and everybody's stretching to see who can build the biggest and largest skyscraper in the world. And they're pouring all this manpower, all this money into. But at the same time, the population of the world, when I was watching it, and the reason why they're doing it and improving roads and improving bridges and improving this and improving this in Japan and China and trying to connect the world is because the population growth is going to be stagnating moving forward. And unless you build the infrastructure, what they call the infrastructure, that's making sure that you have the right roads, rail system, transportation system, housing and water systems and energy systems. Because, you know, the more houses you build, the more offices you build, you know, the more stores you build, what does it need? It needs more energy. So where are they getting this energy from? And so all of these things combined is leading to great places of opportunity for people is the main point. And you got to be able to recognize that and see that, not just what's going on in your backyard, not just what's going on in your community, not what's just going on in the, you know, the city you live in. You got to look globally now. You got to look globally. I'm telling you, ladies and gentlemen, please have a global perspective. I ain't talking about the politics of things. I'm talking about the advancement and the movement of people, because they're coming like a tsunami. They're coming. I mean, you know, you look at Singapore skyline, you look at a lot of these major – go just Google the top 10 construction projects in the world, the mega construction projects, and you're going to see these humongous, gigantic developments that are going on to get ready for the people of the 21st century. 2020 is coming. A lot's going to be happening. The future is here now, ladies and gentlemen. The future is in your hands. The power of that phone and the power of that information. And what you do with it is going to make all the difference in transforming your situation. So either use it or lose it. Either use it and make it happen, or don't use it and get out of the way, because progress and time is not going to stop on your behalf or my behalf. It's going to go on with or without us. Amen. And so I'd rather that we be those ones that get in front of it, that we ride the wave as well, because there is enough. There's no shortage. There is enough to go around for people like us. Amen. And so we're going to start with this budget first. Next week, we're going to talk about paying yourself first and paying off your expenses. And I'm going to give you some keys on how to create some income coming in for yourself without having to work a second job. Amen. Would you like to hear about that? Okay, I got a couple of hands raised up over there and a couple over there, one over there in Charlotte, one over there in Chicago. Okay, great. And so we're going to, in our next series, we're going to talk about paying yourself in first, how important that is spiritually first, and then how important that is for your well-being as your growth and development goes. And one of the major keys for building your wealth of success and getting that into a habit form. And then we're also going to be talking about how to pay off your debts and your expenses in a systematic, economic way, in a systematic, accelerated manner. Amen. Write that one down. Next week, we're going to talk about how to pay off your bills in a systematic, and please underline the word, accelerated manner. Amen. And so when you come, please have your notepad, have a pen, a pencil, or whatever you want to take your notes in, because you ain't going to be able to hold it all in your head. And the thing about this is that you want to be able to maybe pass these notes on to your children or your children's children or your brother, your cousin. You know, just don't take it and keep it in your head. Put it on paper. God forbid, if I leave this world tomorrow or you leave this world tomorrow, you know, I like to know that my family can go back and look at some of my notes. And maybe I left one or two pearls of wisdom in there for them to go back and look over to help make their road a little bit smoother. Amen. And so you write in the book, even though you don't know you're writing the book, but you are the book. You are the author. You are the storyteller. And all you got to do is record it step by step, what I did to turn my life around. That needs to be the title of your book, What I Did. I know that ain't the proper enunciation and grammarification for that, but What I Did to Turn My Financial Life Around. It'll be a million-dollar bestseller, because what you're looking for, millions of other people looking for too. What I Did to Turn My Financial Life Around. I don't care if you're at minus 10. I don't care if you just came out of at a San Quentin, or you just came out of prison, came home on parole or probation. I got a plan for you, because I know God's got a plan for you. So I got a plan for you too. I know how you can turn it around and start moving and get it going and start building. It ain't going to happen overnight. You ain't going to be no overnight P. Diddy or one of these other guys that you see on TV, and that ain't going to be your thing. But you'll find that there's going to be a way that you can get started planting some seeds and get yourself going. Amen. And that's all we need. All we need is a chance. All we need is a chance. Woo! And you'd be amazed that we can do as a people once we come together and you give us a chance. Man, you see what happened when they let Tiger Woods play golf? Man, they had to find a way to get that man out of there. He was winning so much. You see what happened when Michael Jordan stretched open the doors, when Jackie Robinson opens up the doors. I mean, when Kareem Abdul-Jabbar opened up the doors at UCLA. I mean, you just give us a chance. You just give us an inch, and I'm telling you what we're going to do with that. We're going to turn George Washington Carver, God bless him. What are you doing with a peanut? Oh, my goodness. Just give us a chance. So, hey, ladies and gentlemen, Black History is coming up. They gave us Black History this month, but we know it's 365 days a year. Amen? And so we're going to move forward to take care of ourselves, our community, and the things at large that we can help bring solutions to. And bring some comfort to, and bring some peace of mind to, for so many of our people out there that are lost. And so I'm not looking for followers. That is not what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to find leaders. I'm trying to find people that can pick up the baton and take down these notes and pass them on to somebody else. Amen. I'm not sitting here trying to write a book and sell it to you for $39.95 or $14.95 or order it right now while I'm online for $15.95 or $2.99. Operators are standing by to take your collect calls. I'm not doing it. I'm trying to give it to you for free. I ain't trying. I'm doing what God told me to do. Amen. And the rewards will come as a result of what I'm doing, because they already are here, and the more will come because I'm giving. And the more you give, amen, the more you receive. It's just the principle. And so I'm just so thankful that Pastor has allowed us to be here. I thank God for the opportunity to be able to share and to be able to pass on this knowledge and information to each and every one of you. If you'd like to get more information about a strategic or specific issue or challenge that you're dealing with, don't call them problems. Okay? Write the word problem down and draw a line through it. You no longer in life have problems. I don't care if it's financially, relationship, health-wise, it's not a problem. It's a challenge. I have an issue. I have a challenge. See, because an issue can be fixed. A challenge can be fixed. See, that's a motivating part of your mind when they say, we're trying to find the cure for cancer. That's a challenge. I'm going to challenge you to do 10 sit-ups tonight. That's a challenge. I'm going to challenge you to do 10 sit-ups tonight. That's a challenge. I'm going to challenge you to start up a budget. You see, my mind can get excited about a challenge. I'm going to challenge you to run a 4K-mile run or something. That's a challenge. But when I say I got a problem, that's a negative word. And life and death is in the power of the tongue. And you will have whatsoever you say. So what you keep calling out, you get more of. Amen. Challenges help you grow. Challenges help you move up. Challenges help you stretch yourself beyond where you was. And once you get stretched, you'll never go back to that same size, that same mindset again, unless you choose to. Amen. It's been a pleasure and an honor to meet with you and talk with you this night. I pray that God has infused you, empowered you, and inspired you with some words here tonight and some methodologies here tonight and some practices that you can put forth. So by the time we meet, in the next few weeks that you'll be able to say and report to me emphatically, Sean, I set up my budget. I got things on motion. I got my train moving. I'm ready. I'm getting myself in order. I'm getting things in step, and I'm ready to make some things happen. And so in closing out, letting you know that I probably may not be back on this station again until the following last Friday of February. If there's another day that I can get in, I will. I know Pastor's working on some reformatting of the station, so we're going to make the time that we can get in. But in the meantime, I'm leaving you some homework assignments here. Get on your budget. Have a transformation on what that budget is going to lead to for the plan. So I have a budget, and I have a plan, and what that plan is leading me to. Amen. Finding ways to cut things out, finding ways to increase my income, and I'm going to come back. But I want you to start saving to get ready for our exclusive membership-only fund that we're going to be putting together so we can acquire some things that's going to help us make some additional money on a passive income basis. Amen. And so we're going to be talking more about that as we go through our series, but I just want you to get in order, get your house in order, so therefore you'll be able to take the next step in your growth and development to move forward to the next level on the ring. Amen. And so God bless you all. Thank you so much for listening tonight. Take care. Have a wonderful evening. And if you need to get a hold of me, please email me or call me or get a hold of Pastor, and Pastor will put you in touch with me. Take care. God bless, and have a wonderful evening. Peace to all of you.
Family, know that you are loved, honored, and appreciated in Jesus' name. Thank you for joining us for our daily programming, and we sincerely thank you for your participation, prayers, and presence. If our ministries have been effective in blessing your growth in Christ, please join our covenant givers at Provoke2000Now.com to make all financial donations. Provoke2000Now.com. Again, we thank you for your willingness to covenant and to assist with the outreach ministry programs of the Now Network and P2P Ministries. With your help, we are able to respond and to meet the needs of the people and the communities that we serve. We pray that your life has been changed, rearranged, and transformed by the renewing of your mind. In Jesus' name.